With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson is eyeing a Wednesday vote on his partisan stopgap proposal after he pulled it from the floor amid opposition last week. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson faced mounting resistance to the plan, which pairs a six-month continuing resolution with a Trump-backed bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote, and it's unclear if those critics have changed their stance. Conservatives who were opposed to the use of the stopgap, defense hawks were concerned about the impact the six-month measure would have on the Pentagon, and moderates were worried about the threat of a shutdown so close to the election. Johnson said in a statement, quote, "Congress has an immediate obligation to do two things, responsibly fund the government and ensure the security of our elections. Because we owe this to our constituents, we will move forward on Wednesday with a vote on the six-month CR with the SAVE Act attached." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, on the economic front, Americans spent a bit more at retailers last month.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August. Online retailers, sporting goods stores, and home and garden stores reported higher sales. The data indicate that consumers are still able to spend more despite the cumulative impact of 3 years of excess inflation and higher interest rates.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A flame that towered over southeast Houston suburb, but it has subsided, continues to burn after an underground pipeline exploded. Authorities say it happened Monday when someone drove from a Walmart parking lot and struck an above-ground valve. It happened in Deer Park. There were no injuries reported. Ahead of tomorrow's announcement on interest rates, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 56 points and the NASDAQ composite is up 5. This is SRN News. Maryland parents are going to the Supreme Court.
They're asking the justices to allow them to opt their kids out of public school assignments that promote the LGBT agenda. The parents' group, which includes Christians, Muslims, and Jews, doesn't want their children reading books that teach them they can change their gender, amongst other things. But Montgomery County schools bar students from being opted out of LGBT assignments, and the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the parents earlier this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris touting her support for the LGBT agenda in her run for the White House. The Democratic nominee is reminding voters that in February of 2004, when she was San Francisco's newly elected district attorney, she officiated at one of the first gay marriage ceremonies in the United States. LGBT activists continue to campaign hard for the vice president. This is SRN News. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee calling for final passage of a bill aimed at increasing children's digital safety and privacy.
Senator Blackburn released a video Monday calling for the immediate passage of the Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA. The bill would require social media platforms to, quote, design for safety and to have that duty of care. It would place new limits on the types of features media platforms could offer to children amid growing concern about dangerous content and the sale of drugs, including those laced with fentanyl. It's passed the Senate but stalled in the House over concerns about government limitations on free speech. Bob Agner reporting.
Tennessee announcing a price hike for football tickets starting in 2025, and most of that increase going specifically to help pay players. The increase announced in an email to season ticket holders notes a new 10% talent fee to pay for the players. More details at SRNNews.com.